This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvinia Brunch.
And a question for you that we've been asking you throughout the show has been:
when you purchase something, do you consider sustainability as a factor? Why or why not? Just a quick refresh on the poll. It is at 37% yes sometimes, 22% yes always, 22% depends on product, 17% no. Mm-hmm. We have a tweet from Azlan who says, reluctant to buy from online food delivery because I cannot control the packaging. Mm-hmm. If I buy personally, I can insist on using my own bag. We have a follow-up WhatsApp again from Ben who asks, so if my restaurant start to use that Tapao box, I'll get BFM seal of approval. And
I can't speak on behalf of BFM. But you get my seal of approval. You will get Christine Wong's seal of approval stamped. Nice.
There you go, Ben.
Yeah. And on Instagram, we've got a couple of responses as well. Josephine Yap says, waste not, want not. Very true. Xin Ying says, we've got enough waste in the world. Online shopping is also contributing way too much, mm-hmm. which is also fair. Mm-hmm. And Cornrar says, recycling is hard in Malaysia. Never know if all those bins actually go to recycling centers, which is a fair point. Mm-hmm. Speaking of recycling, though, is our final story for today. So, cognizant of the rising environmental impact from consumer packaging waste, industry leaders in the fast-moving consumer goods or FMCG sector have teamed up to address the issue. This is like the Avengers of recycling at this point. The Malaysian Recycling Alliance, also known as MARIA, has been established to enable a voluntary, industry-led extended producer responsibility group of like-minded companies to focus on boosting the value chain and significantly improving collection and recycling of post-consumer packaging. This is the first alliance of its kind in the country, and it comprises 10 initial members made up of Coca-Cola Malaysia, Colgate Palmolive Malaysia, which I'm only just now finding out are the same company, Dutch Lady Milk Industries, Etika Group of Companies, Fraser and Neve Holdings Berhad, Mondelez International, Nestle Malaysia, Spritzer, Tetra Pak Malaysia, and Unilever Malaysia as well.
It's a huge alliance.
I know. MARIA's goals will primarily revolve around enhancing collection, promoting the use of recycled and renewable materials, as well as minimizing post-consumer packaging leakage into the environment. It's committed to collaborating with the Malaysian government and other stakeholders to drive its goal of achieving circular economy solutions that are conducive to a cleaner and greener Malaysia. Amongst the initial tasks to be undertaken by MARIA will also be to strengthen public-private collaborations, as well as drive consumer education and awareness of better packaging waste disposal. An incentive scheme will also be implemented via a pilot project where consumer packaging waste, including polyethylene polyethylene tetraphthalate, that's close enough, bottles, yep. used beverage cartons, high-density polyethylene, and flexible packaging will be collected and channeled to recycling providers. Okay, I'm clearly... Look, I'm an art student, all right? MARIA Chairman and Nestle Chief Executive Officer Juan Arenal says, as industry leaders, the members of MARIA decided that we must proactively take action by creating the first EPR platform to radically improve how consumer packaging waste is managed in Malaysia. Through MARIA, we will rethink how we can make the packaging value chain more environmentally sustainable. However, change cannot be driven by one entity alone and requires proactive collaboration between FMCG companies, policymakers, consumers, recycling companies, and other stakeholders who share an aspiration. And progress in packaging sustainability is a high priority for MARIA member companies, each of which has its own initiatives and measures to address the environmental impact of packaging waste. MARIA General Manager Pauline Goh said, our aim is to promote sustainable end-of-life disposal of post-consumer plastic packaging waste through higher recyclability and recycled content. Changing consumer habits is also integral in our sustainability agenda, and this can only come from sustained and effective programs, which we intend to roll out with partners and other stakeholders.
You mentioned Avengers at the top, like before you started the story. You know that meme, tell me you're 30-something without telling me you're 30-something? Have you heard of Captain Planet?
Oh, yeah.
So this reminds me of...
I have heard of Captain Planet. I'm 30-something. Yeah.
Have you watched Captain Planet?
No.
Tell me you're 30-something without telling me you're 30-something. So this is that. It's like earth, fire, wind, water, heart. You know, the whole like eco-friendliness thing. Yeah. But no, this goes back to what we spoke to Jasmine about earlier, mm-hmm. When she said that, you know, brands and companies...
They're picking up on the scent.
They're picking up, and also they have a responsibility and a platform to do something. Do you remember like... a few years ago, maybe about 3 years ago, if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. why we stopped using straws so much, like across the board. You remember who was like the major player there?
No.
McDonald's.
Oh.
So they were like, they stopped using it. I think they reduced like a whole lot. They were not giving it out and they made that big change. And I think that sort of propelled people quite a lot to give up plastic straws. And then it became, now it's kind of abnormal when you get a plastic straw.
Yeah.
You don't want to ask for one. And, and more often than not, you get like paper straws.
Yeah.
Or reusable straws.
Yes.
So like major companies, I mean, you know, doing this and like forming an alliance, they have the platform and the resources.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, I guess at the moment, also the responsibility to actually do something and you know, go and move towards like sustainability and at least eco-friendliness.
Absolutely. And also, I love that these are like really massive names as well. You know, these are companies who definitely have their fingers in a lot of Malaysian lifestyle. You know, just like taking a look at like Coca-Cola, Dutch Lady, Nestle, right? Spritzer. These are all companies that we like use in our daily lives very, very often, right? So I love that, you know, they are actually stepping forward and being like, you know, we're going to work together and we're going to try, you know, hopefully to encourage this in both ourselves and also our consumers. I mean, I just think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Lifestyle is the perfect word, actually, because they are like lifestyle brands. They are like they're household brands.
Yes.
They're like in your house, whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's about it, really, for our stories for today. All, you know, around the theme of World Earth Day, talking about sustainability. And we started with that question of...
We started with the question of, when you purchase something, do you consider sustainability as a factor? Why or why not?
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the poll one last time, yes, always is at 23.1%. Yes, sometimes at 36.8%. Depends on product at 23.1%. No, at 17.1%. And we have another message, another tweet from Jamal, who says, depending on economic background of the household, low and medium range income households will likely prioritize cost over environment. I try to balance both.
Totally agree with that. And also, I think that's why it's on, you know, it's the onus is on the consumers who can afford it to try and think about it, right?
Exactly.
And also on Instagram, our poll is at 76% yes and 24% no, which is very lovely. And we've got another response here from Bakanta Koran, who says, but grocery stores insist on so much plastic for produce, which is true. But then, you know, I think there are some supermarkets, at least in Malaysia, that have stopped using plastic bags as well.
Or they charge you for
it. And then there's also the element of you can get your own tote bags, and hopefully that can be the way to start weighing things, and hopefully for like loose produce that can be addressed soon.
That's the way moving forward. Yeah.
Hopefully that's the way moving forward. So that was story number one. What was story number two?
Story number two was about Mario Kart and how it can inspire governments to reach their sustainability goals.
And we wrapped up with basically the local Avengers Alliance for Sustainability, which is the Malaysian Recycling Alliance that's just been established as well. However, coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. So as oil majors around the world attempt to plan for the future and diversify away from oil, Petronas says that the establishment of their new energy division places them in the prime position to pursue domestic and international renewable market share to power the world with cleaner energy. What is new energy's mandate and timeline, and how will they get there? The Breakfast Grill spoke to Dr. J. Mariappan, who is the head of new energy at Petronas, to find out. That's all coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. On behalf of myself, Christine Wong, and Arvind Yuvraj, you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We will be here same time, same place tomorrow, where you'll hear from us, and then next week you'll be hearing from Audrey and Frieda. But for now, here is a Metric with Combat Baby on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.